Hey friends, it's the 15th of October, and welcome to Pray Today. We've been talking about people who said specific prayers to God in the Old Testament, and I want to take you to the book of 2 Samuel. The books of 1 and 2 Samuel tell us most of the story of David, King David, David the shepherd, David that fought Goliath, David the harp player, David the warrior, David the king, and David had this friend named Nathan, who God talked to and had him deliver messages to David. One very notable instance was when David had an affair, and God called Nathan to go call him on it. So that wasn't a very comfortable meeting, but we see in 2 Samuel Chapter 7, a much more delightful meeting between Nathan and David. So God tells Nathan that he is going to bless David's house, David's family, the future of David's kingdom. And Nathan, the prophet, takes this news to David. And David goes in, it tells us in the 18th verse, he went in and sat before the Lord, and he said, "Who am I, O sovereign Lord, and what is my family that you have brought me this far?" That's how he starts the prayer with God. He starts the prayer with these three words, "Who am I?" And as I think about my life, as I think about my family, as I think about all of the blessings in my life, I just want to ask God, who am I? Who am I that you would bless me like this? Who am I that you would place me in the richest country in the history of the world? Who am I that you would allow me to shepherd your people? Who am I that you would entrust me to be a father to my children? And the list goes on. This "who am I" statement isn't the only time that David said this. David, if you look clear back in Psalm chapter 8, David said those words again, "Who am I?" And I don't think that when David was saying this on these two occasions, he was saying, "I'm not worthy, don't do this, don't do this." I think that David was just in awe that God would choose him to bless him. There's a song from, gosh, probably 15, 20 years ago called "I Am a Friend of God" by a man named Israel Houghton. And he starts out that song with, "Who am I? Who am I that you are mindful of me, that you hear me when I call?" And that's quoting scripture. Is it true that you are thinking of me, that you love me? It's amazing. I just want to pause for a minute today, and I want you to think about those verses. And they all come from scripture. Who am I that you are mindful of me? Who that you're thinking about me? That you love me. It's amazing that when I call to you, you hear my prayers. Of the millions of people who talk to God, he hears your every word. Jesus said in John 15, as he was talking to his disciples, he said, "I've called you friends, for everything that I have learned from my Father, I have made known to you." Jesus called his followers friends, and a sign of calling them friends is by sharing with them what God had made known to them. That's what Nathan did to David. He called him friend. He passed along what God had given him. And we know that we serve a God that is so extraordinary, that is so unbelievably hard to figure out, and a God that loves us. So I just want to spend a moment in prayer today, thanking God for calling us his friends, by sharing with us what He wants for our life, by giving us His word, and by blessing us the way that He has. Let's focus today on God's blessings. Let's pray. Who am I that You would be mindful of me? Father, I'm in awe today of Your love. I'm in awe of the blessings that You have given me. I'm in awe that You have called me Your friend, and that You have given me exactly what You want for my life, and You've laid it out in Your word. Father, thank You. Today we just want to say thank You. Who am I that You would do this for me, and yet You do, because You know me. Your word says that You knit me together in my mother's womb, and before I was even born, You knew me. And that's the love of an amazing Father. It's amazing. Thank You for calling me Your friend. Thank You for calling me Your son. Thank You, Lord, for giving me a purpose. And I praise You for that today, in Jesus' name. Amen.